I wonder who will hit the jackpot this week. How about that blonde Joseph? Nah, he's too slow. Or there's Arthur. But last time that weakling even struggled to carry my tray of food. Seeing as there's a science test this week, I suppose I better pick someone smart. That's when I spotted Jace. His dad's my family's driver. Yeah, that nerd definitely won't let me down. So I'm Victor. I'm 17 years old and I'm rich. My father's contributed so much money to this school that he has more power than the principal. So no matter what mischief I cause, the teachers know it's in their best interest to turn a blind eye. And look, I'm not only rich, but also handsome. Everyone wants to be my friend. Everyday girls chase after me, but tough luck for them. I'm already dating the hottest girl in school, Jessica. As for the boys, it's only fair they get to spend time with me. So each week I choose one of them to hang around with me and do my errands. Hey Jace, congrats dude, it's your lucky week. Sorry, could you choose someone else? Jace said timidly, then walked away. What? No one ever dared refuse me. I pulled his hand back, but he even spilled my juice box. That's it, nerd, you are so dead. The next day I was standing by my locker instructing Arthur to sort out my books when I overheard Jace talking to his friend about the science essay. Ugh. I totally forgot that we had to submit it online by midnight instead of in class. I know. I'll make Jace's assignment mine. Oh, genius. That afternoon, I told my PE teacher that Jace was on duty. So she made him go tidy up the gym after class. Meanwhile, I went to his laptop and copied his work. Well, essay, done. Easy peasy. A few days later, the science teacher called the two of us to the office and asked why our assignments were identical. But hey, not only had I submitted it first, but I also had my foot on his neck. So of course I got to keep my A and Jace got an F. Ha! After school, Jace followed me to the car. Then when I was about to get in, he leaped in front of me and slammed the door shut. You're a cheater. You stole my assignment. Nah, I'm the one who has to say that. I submitted it first. Hearing us arguing, Jace's father stepped out of the car and frantically apologized to me for what his son did. You should know who you are. Your dad's just a servant, which makes you nothing. I smirked. Then I snatched the key from his dad's hand and jumped in the car. I'll get home by myself today. Bye, losers. That nerd had ruined my mood, and now I needed to cheer myself up with some fun. Oh boy, that party was awesome. As I passed through a tunnel, I turned the music volume up to max and swayed along. Suddenly, I looked up to see a truck whizzing towards me. So I swerved just in time and crashed into the road railing. Jeez, what the... I mumbled, then got out of the car. Anyway, I left my car there and got an Uber home. But hang on. Why was everyone driving on the left side of the road today instead of the right? Maybe the combination of alcohol and dizziness was making me imagine stuff. I opened my eyes and stretched out my arms. Ouch! This wasn't my room. In my drunken haze, I must have wandered into someone's shabby home. I rushed out of there and ran downstairs to find my mom and dad in the kitchen having breakfast. Victor, hurry up, else you'll be late. Don't forget you're helping your mom out in the grocery store after school. What's with all this role-playing? Where am I? Terrified, I ran outside to check. What? The address is correct. 138 Riverside. But my house was a magnificent mansion. What's this hovel? Surely this is just some dream, right? I rushed back into the house and shouted, Mom, Dad, what's happened to our mansion? Son, are you dreaming? Ha, us rich enough to have a mansion. Now that's an unlikely thought. Now go change your clothes and I'll take you to school. No way. This was just a bad dream. Which often ends when we reach another location, right? Maybe when I get to school, everything will return to normal. Oh, school looks exactly the same. I was so relieved. I walked along the corridor and greeted people. Huh? Why were they blanking me? Ugh, have they forgotten who's the boss around here? But never mind, there's my honey bunch, Jessica. I ran over to her and kissed her cheek. But I hugged my cheek in shock. My head was spinning, then suddenly someone nudged me from behind. It was Jace? I grabbed his collar. How dare he mess with me right in front of Jessica? Get your hands off my boyfriend. You're Jace's choice this week, so mind your attitude. Jace chose me? Who do you think you are? A dog poor dude like you wouldn't be able to have a proper life and to attend this school without my family. Take a look at yourself. Honey, ignore him. Let's go. Jessica rubbed his arm and then they both left. I stood there dumbfounded. What on earth was going on? I felt like I tumbled into an alternate universe. I slapped myself in the face to snap out of it. Ouch! Why wasn't I waking up from this nightmare? This all started with that tunnel, right? If that was the door into this world, then it would also be the door out of this insanity. So I got in a cab to go back there. But wait, where was the tunnel? I made the driver go back and forth a few times, but it wasn't there. Then I ran out of money for the ride back, so the driver just left me there. Bewildered, I wandered around aimlessly till I reached a grocery store, where I spotted my mom working. Gosh, my mom, who always had servants around, now had to work her butt off? I couldn't bear seeing her like this and rushed over to help her. The next day I woke up early and thought that I'd choose a decent outfit to go to school. Well, life has to go on, so while I'm still stuck here, I should at least play my part. But, ugh, this version of me has terrible fashion taste. And look, now I've turned into a real nerd. I need to change it up a bit. When I arrived at school and opened my locker, there was a list of orders from Jace. What? Clean all of the dirt off his sneakers? This was nonsense. So I threw the piece of paper into the trash. Then out of nowhere, Arthur quickly picked it up and whispered into my ear. Dude, I suggest you do as Jace says. Why? He's ridiculous. To keep the peace. No one actually likes him. We're only nice to him because we don't want any trouble. And seeing Jace approaching, Arthur hurried away. Over the next few days, I saw it firsthand. People sucked up to Jace, but then behind his back, they were mean about him. He walked around like he ruled the school. He even got one kid expelled just because they reported him when he cheated on an exam. Such a spoiled brat. Also, Jessica was such a gold digger. One time I caught her flirting with one of those basketball guys. I even overheard her say, "If Jace wasn't a rich kid, I wouldn't look at him twice. He's just an ATM to me." Hang on, if Jess thought that about Jace, then did she think the same way about me when we were dating? So all this time, Jace never had a real friend, just like me before. Honestly, he was detestable, but pitiable at the same time. After that, I noticed that Jess kept on giving me these flirty looks. I didn't want any trouble, so I ignored her. Then one time when I was in the hallway, she stormed over to me and yelled, "Why are you avoiding me? No one ever rejects me." I was trying to stay away from her. Then, from nowhere, Jace appeared throwing a tantrum. "What's this about?" I didn't have a chance to explain as Jess immediately rushed over to Jace. "Honey, he keeps approaching me. He won't leave me alone." "It's not like that. She's using you." I looked at him in panic. "Parking lot, 3:30 p.m. You'll pay for messing with my girlfriend." Then the two walked away, hands in hands. So after school, I nervously went to the parking lot. He threw the car key at me and sneered, "Drive. You better do as I say or else I'll make sure you're expelled." It didn't look like I had much of a choice. So I decided to go with him to find out what that maggot would do. He made me drive him home. Simple enough. But then as soon as I opened the door, my dad appeared. And in a pleading voice said to Jace, "Please, sir, don't have my son expelled." "Dad, what are you doing?" "Apologize to him at once, no matter what the reason is." Dad looked at me with steady eyes. Jace sneered at my dad and said, "How about you take the blame so we won't get expelled?" Then he threw a bunch of money at my dad's face. "You're fired." I shouted at him, "You can't treat people awfully just because you have money." "Victor, stop. You're wrong. Please, I saved you from the accident, so please forgive my son." Then Dad pulled one trouser leg to reveal his artificial leg. That was the first time I saw my dad cry. Wait, this reminded me of what happened last year. I was being such a jerk to this guy that he purposefully drove towards me for vengeance. But Jace's dad darted forward and pushed me out of the way. I know he was badly injured, but as an insouciant boy, I didn't think it was a big deal. Whoa, I really was so arrogant. I expected everyone to bow down to me, and I actually thought everyone wanted to be my friend, when in actual fact, I had no true friends at all. My head felt like it was going to explode. I wanted to run away, so I jumped into the car and drove away without thinking. I stopped the car when I saw it, the tunnel that had changed my life. Suddenly, this blinding light shone straight into my eyes. The next thing I knew, both me and the car were gravitating towards the light. Huh? Where am I? It looks like a hospital. Then I heard a yelp of delight and someone held my hand tightly. Oh, it was my mom. "Thank goodness you're awake," she said, as tears streamed down her cheeks. "Mom, Dad, why am I here? What day is it today?" "Son, it's May 22nd. You've been in a coma for the past 3 months. We weren't even sure if you were going to make it." It turns out that day, on the way home from the party, in the tunnel, I had a terrible car crash and ended up in a coma. So what I'd been through was just a dream, right? But the odd thing was that the time I'd lived in that mysterious world completely coincided with the time when I was in the coma. Could parallel universes be physically real? Whatever that strange universe was about, one thing was for sure, I'd learned my lesson. After being discharged from the hospital, I went back to being Victor, Jack a Dandy. But don't get me wrong, I was not the extravagant me of the past, no, I'm a changed guy. The first thing I did when I returned to my normal life was to break up with that gold digger Jessica. But the hungry leech kept begging me to get back together. How shameless. Next, I for sure have to stop making other kids do my errands, and started to have small talk with them instead of giving orders. Now there was only one thing left to do. I needed to make amends with Jace. I asked my parents to give his dad a raise, and also throw a little dinner party this weekend to invite his family around. As I felt bad that I haven't had a chance to thank Jace's dad properly for what he did for me last year. Of course, my parents gladly agreed, and said that they're proud of me for being so thoughtful. So I'm preparing a little peacemaker gift for Jace too. I bet this is gonna make him geek out all the way.